Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander. We are going to talk about something that happened very recently to Leanne, and I'm going to say it's not good news, but it's certainly not bad news. It's something we need to discuss. It may be a little bit of a downer when we get done talking about it, but it's something that happened. So, Leanne, I'll let it go from you, and then I will interject little tidbits as we go along.
Well, as everybody knows, Christmas is right around the corner, and people are getting ready for the holidays, and they're in the middle of holiday planning. One of the things that happened to me, this just happened, was I got a phone call. This phone call came from out of state with a family member of a client or clients of mine. The phone call had to do with a family who are reviewing their parents' finances. The father has Alzheimer's. He was diagnosed 6 years ago. The mother has been the caregiver, and now she herself is sick. And the family wanted to review everything to be sure everything was in order because she's kind of lost track of what was going on with the finances.
Well, let's stop and talk about that for a brief moment, Leanne. The caregiver. What has happened there was for the last 3 or 4 years, we've been telling the caregiver, you need to get some help. And she has resisted getting help because I can do it. I'm strong enough. I can handle it. It's my job. I don't know what other excuses she's given, but now it's gotten too big for her. And she has finally decided, I can't do it anymore. As Alzheimer's has progressed to a deeper level, she can't handle it.
Well, one of the things that happened was she finally ended up finding a woman who would come in and sit with them or do something with them for a few hours each day, which gave her a break. When she started to take this time off, a little bit of time for herself, she discovered that there were so many things that were going on that she had not been aware of. For instance, she had lost track of her finances. She didn't know where anything was. She would call me, and we'd go over them, and she was fine. And the next
For that moment.
Yeah. And the next minute, she had lost track. And finally, we had encouraged the children to get involved. But the children, one was traveling. The other one was so busy with his children being involved in things that they had kind of stepped back. And all at once they realized that she was overwhelmed, plus the fact that now she herself is sick. So when I got this call, I listened while she talked about the fact that she had made some really major changes in how she thought about things, realizing that she needed some help, and so she finally had gotten this woman to come in. First they started with the man, and that didn't work well. Then they got this woman who has a caregiving ability and was doing very well in working with him, and so this gal is not, the wife now is stepping back. And as we talked about this, one of the things that came out was as Christmas drew closer, he became a little bit more uncomfortable, a little bit more agitated, a little bit more, unrelaxed? I guess that could be a word.
More difficult to deal with, frankly.
Right. And so,
well, let's be honest, Leanne, he wasn't the most easy person in the world to deal with.
We've known him for many, many years.
Almost 40 years.
Right. And so what we did was we talked about the fact that now she had finally made the choice to get help. And just going over some of the things that she had said, she realized that she is now ready. In the meantime, she is saying, this could go on for years because health-wise, he's very good. Mentally, we are starting to see more well, disorientation and more problems. And so we talked about some of the things that they were going through. After this phone call, Garwin and I talked at length about some of the things that Mayo had brought up to us, the Mayo Research Center, when they gave their talk. And we're going to go through this because many of you are dealing with Alzheimer's in your family or senility, and there's some things you've got to be aware of now going into this Christmas season. People who have senility and cognitive
impairment
may be having some problem with the holiday season. They're very attuned to emotions of those around them and things that are happening.
And they are very much involved in doing things by rote.
That's
and
right.
Once the rote, daily rote situation becomes different, it's very difficult for them to cope with it. So now with the holidays, everybody's happy and gay and you're doing these things. It's hard for those people who have dementia or Alzheimer's to cope with this.
So let's go into some of the things that Mayo had come up with. One of the things that they talked about were cognitive symptoms, difficulty staying on task mentally. They may insist on having his or her own way, difficult adapting to new or changing circumstances.
No, that's very important.
And that's the one thing that we're seeing now.
If they have breakfast at 8 o'clock in the morning, at 5 after 8, you better have fed them. Or if they're supposed to do a walk at 9, you better have that walk in at 9. They can't cope with changes.
Which brings up something else. If you are the primary person who has the Alzheimer's, you may have, or cognitive symptoms, you may have planning and coordinating a meal, making a shopping list, performing necessary errands, and having very poor financial judgment. So those are just some of the things that show up right away. When this happens, a person with dementia often senses a loss of control. When they have a loss of control, they get agitated, they get irritable, they have anger and or depression. And there is a decline in the ability for the person to even communicate effectively through words or behaviors. And often this is a problem. The behavior is a communication side of it, and that can be a really difficult process.
This is probably the one thing that you see, first of all, is that communication. They know what they want to say, they're not able to say it. They know what they want to communicate, they're not able to communicate. So they change their behavior status to make up for the inability to communicate. And it becomes very difficult for the caregiver to work with the people because it's not the person that they've known for 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
That's right. And you as a family member will notice that the physical need to know this. The physical changes in the brain can cause new behaviors that person is actually not able to control. It's also common to blame or feel upset with that person with dementia for not doing or remembering something. But remember, you cannot force the ability to remember or to learn. So the lack of insight is a common symptom of the disease. And so this is some things that you as a caregiver or family member needs to be aware of.
You tell the person, be sure to do something, they don't do it. You get mad at them or holler at them about it, and they just don't remember it. It just wasn't there. It's very difficult for them to carry on a normal conversation or a normal behavior pattern because they have lost that ability to do that.
Well, I noticed that when my father started having the TIAs, which is another type of way of getting dementia, that one of the things that happened was he would get real frustrated. And then he'd get real agitated, and he just didn't know how to express himself. And he was so upset that he could not control what he wanted to say or what he wanted to do. And so that frustration, then you try and deal with it, and it's very difficult because you're not quite sure where they're at.
One of the kind of a funny incident happened about her dad was one day we were sitting there.
I have to laugh about this because it was funny at the time.
He goes into the bedroom and starts looking for his money.
But we didn't know he was looking for his money.
We didn't know his money. Everything was flying.
He'd been sitting out in the living room talking to Garwin. Now, Garwin and I had been married many years. We didn't have the children with us at that
30
time.
30 plus, maybe 40. I don't know what it was.
But he'd been talking to Garwin, and they were getting along beautifully. And then all at once, he got up, and he went into the bedroom. And my mother heard all this noise going on, and he was opening the drawers. And opening the drawers, and the stuff was just flying out of the drawers. And she said, "What are you looking for?" "That man out there stole my money." She said, "That's your son-in-law." "No, it's that man out there, and he stole my money." Well,
he had an idea.
But at any rate, we solved it all. And one of the things that we did with my dad, he was very, very cognizant of money because he was a grain dealer. He bought and sold grain and dealt with money every day and was used to having that billfold. We put billfolds all over the house with some money in it. And as long as he could find a billfold
with a dollar or two,
he was happy.
But those things do have, you have to laugh about them. They're sad, but you have to laugh about them.
So there are some things that you, as an individual who deals with someone with dementia and deals with them often, should be aware of. The words you use, the tone of voice, and the body language greatly influences the response of the person with dementia.
Be very calm.
That's right. They maintain their ability to sense emotions of others, respond to touch, body language, and facial expressions, even in the late stages of the disease.
Be very calm.
So use short, simple words and sentences. Speak using positive language. Don't argue, correct, or criticize. Believe it is easier to get forgiveness than to give permission. "I am sorry, I must have misplaced that." Offer an illusion of control. So the bath draw now or in 15 minutes, giving that person the opportunity to make some choices but being calm about it. And now with the change going on at Christmas and with this phone call, we felt it was extremely important that we bring this to the forefront because not everybody was able to attend the session of the when the Mayo Research Center gave this seminar. It was very informative, and a lot of people afterwards, well, everybody commented on the way
out.
How
wonderful it was, yes.
Well, because they learned something. And when you're in the middle of this kind of a family dynamic.
Crisis. This is a crisis.
It
no
is
question.
A crisis, and you need to understand that there are things that you can do and ways that you can help and ways that you can work with the individual. And another thing that Ash decided to do was she got help in. So she had somebody come in to relieve her. And there's a term. And the term is,
it's better
just
to
a minute.
Be.
No, I'm trying to figure out what the comment was. You should be the supervisor, not the caregiver, because a caregiver will wear out. And now, Garwin, you wanted to just finish up with a couple things.
Well,
there.
I just did one thing. So if you have a long-term care policy, there is help through the company. They will help you set up care. So that's very, very important. If you've got a long-term care policy, use the policy. I was after this lady for a long time to get a hold of the company, and she didn't. And now she's very sorry she didn't. We'd like to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Give us a call if you've got any questions, and we'll be here with you again next week.
Happy holiday.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.